is good to be with you today. I am a very proud Canadian, very proud of the educational system here in Canada. I think it's the goodest of all 29 countries.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'm a lifelong church attender, and I'm thankful for the amazing teaching at our church. Some of life's funniest moments happen during church services, like the time our pastor invited us to come hear a speaker. Her last name was Belch. Come, he said, hear Bertha Belch all the way from Africa. True story. Here are some more stories from amazed and amused pastors. David says, I was giving the welcome to begin our service. It was Palm Sunday, so I told how Jesus rode into town on a donkey. I inquired of the audience if anyone had come to church on a donkey. A reply came from a woman who pointed to her husband and said, no, but I came with one. Ouch. Let the counseling begin. Another pastor says, an elderly deacon who was to pray our benediction that day dozed off during the sermon. When his wife elbowed him to wake him up, he promptly stood up and began to pray aloud. I was only halfway through the message. Mike says, I was teaching a Sunday school class when a girl asked what circumcision was. What I should have done was tell her to ask her parents when she got home. Taken aback for a moment, I spotted a dictionary on the shelf, grabbed it, and read the dictionary definition. Pretty much lost the room for the rest of the time. One pastor was preaching an extra-long sermon. He says, an elderly gentleman who was hard of hearing and because of that spoke in almost a shout when he thought he was whispering, nudged his wife and loudly said, if I'd known he was going to preach this long, I would have brought a sandwich. A mix of horror and laughter fell over the congregants. One pastor was preaching in a nursing home. In closing, he prayed, God, I want you to bless each person here at this funeral home. Nursing home, pastor, nursing home. Well, pastoring isn't all fun and games. It can be very serious work, too. With the possible exception of loading hand grenades or being a mother of small children, pastoring is the world's toughest job. But it can also be one of the most rewarding things on planet Earth. Casey says his favorite moments in ministry involve seeing people devote everything to following Jesus and seeing God move in undeniably miraculous ways. One pastor writes, I will never forget one particular Sunday evening when my own father responded to an altar call I gave. He walked to the front of the church and asked me to lead him in the salvation prayer. This experience remains the biggest highlight of my ministry. Wow. Aline says, the highlight of ministry is always people and relationships. One of our fondest memories is of baptisms at the beach. The precious testimonies of our friends' changed lives were worth all the difficulties we faced. What's better than watching God miraculously change lives? Well, if you're a pastor and you're listening, I hope you know that we thank God for you and the hard work you do. It's tough going sometimes. You may know a little of the impact you're having, but you won't know most of it until eternity. Maybe it's God's way of keeping you humble. And you churchgoers out there, you be a blessing to your pastors. Do something nice for them this week, would you? Hand them a kind note, maybe. Tell them you pray for them. And don't cause too much trouble, okay? One pastor was introduced as a suppository preacher. Imagine. Another preacher was expositing the word when a woman's glass eye popped out and rolled down the aisle. Wow. Forgive me, but I don't think she saw that coming.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.